I've been to many local trendy restaurants that insist on having their own specialty sandwiches. You probably know the exact type I'm referring to. Those slightly over-engineered sandwiches that have way more things on it than is probably necessary for one. Oh yeah, and it's also quite overpriced. But regardless of whatever these sandwich shops you go into, there's another common factor. Something that they all seem to have on them. And that is an aioli. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On Aioli. Over the years, it seems that anytime you walk into a restaurant that advertises itself as hip or in line with the newest food trends, they're serving aioli. Garlic aioli, spicy aioli, truffle aioli, the list goes on and on forever. There are as many types of aioli in restaurants as you could probably count on your hands and beyond. The restaurant world cannot get enough of aioli, and I can't get enough of being vindictive and arguing that it's likely a misnomer. But before we get into that, I'm going to be so real. I don't know if I can talk about aioli for 15 minutes, but we're going to give it a try because why not? So please bear with me as I talk a little bit about this very interesting sauce and how the restaurant world is wrong about it. So, believe it or not, but please do, because it is real, you probably haven't ever had aioli before. I know I haven't, because aioli is not what the restaurants serve. That's flavored mayonnaise, and there's a really big difference. The word aioli itself just means garlic and olive oil. It's a traditional dip in Spain and France, think more the Catalan area. And to make it, basically what you do is you take garlic and you smash it into a paste, typically with a mortar and pestle. And that can take a lot of time because you want it to be very, very paste-like. And then once it is in a paste form, you slowly add a few drops of olive oil at a time, and you keep mixing it in one direction. It's kind of like you have a stand mixer and you're slowly adding egg to something, but it's olive oil and instead of a stand mixer, it is your own arm swinging and stirring in one direction. And so, basically, by adding it slowly, you get the small droplets of oil and the olive oil being slowly held in suspension by the juice in the garlic, and that's what creates the emulsion. So, instead of relying on other methods to create an emulsion like mayonnaise, which we'll talk about in a little bit, essentially, the really unique thing with aioli is that you're using the slowness and the speed of which you're stirring, the slowness of adding the oil and the speed of which you are stirring, as a conduit for creating that emulsion. And that's why it can take a long time, because in order to really get a thick sauce, it can take upwards of 15 to 20 minutes of just this continued process. And so after a few minutes, it should look like glue. And then after that 20 minute time mark, it should look like a sauce and be stable and thick and almost kind of like when you have an oil sauce or something with oil in it, it won't necessarily stick to the mortar or pestle. It'll be almost slippery like. That's something that you want, but you don't want it to be separated from the juice. You want it to be combined all together with the garlic. And that's why a lot of aioli can be messed up if you try to jump too quickly or miss any steps, and then you'll have to restart over from scratch. And the reason why the aioli we all know is more like mayonnaise is because the next step up from that is adding egg yolk. Adding a yolk to the mixture helps emulsify it faster, since egg yolk contains lecithin, which is a natural emulsifier, and speeds up the process. So instead of you having to do all of that arm work, by adding egg yolk, it basically chemically does that arm work for you. And I talked about this in my episode on espresso tonic as well, but emulsion is very similar in terms of the fact that it is combining two things that cannot be combined. So, for example, we get oil and water is one of the very common things, and they won't combine together. But with lecithin or with this kind of elbow work and slow additiveness of the aioli process, you can actually combine them so that they're held stable together. That's what an emulsion is. And it's very interesting chemically and relates to a lot of these food science principles you'll see floating about. But it is a lot easier if you have an egg yolk as opposed to just relying purely on utilizing the right timing for your stirring or mixing. So what's really important here to notice is that a lot of people will claim that egg yolk in aioli is still classic aioli. It's still traditional in its own right. It's almost just like a shortcut to make life easier. However, that's still very different from mayonnaise. aioli with an egg in it is not the same thing as the mayonnaise. And I think that's something that I want to make really clear too. Essentially, aioli uses only olive oil to give it a distinctive flavor, while mayonnaise uses a neutral oil, and it doesn't have much flavor from the oil itself. And in aioli, garlic is essential. Garlic creates aioli. It's in the name. Mayonnaise doesn't need garlic in it. It's purely garlic that makes aioli what it is. That's a really key distinction there. So, side note, if you ever hear someone say garlic aioli, it's the same exact thing. Like, garlic aioli is just like garlic sauce. It's nothing special. It's like chai tea in as an analog. So even if you consider that aioli with an egg yolk is real aioli, it still is not mayonnaise. These are still very different things, and yet they're not treated as different things. So why is every flavored mayonnaise under the sun called aioli then? It's just marketing. Even garlic aioli is marketing because aioli, again, must have garlic purely by definition. Also, to be clear, I'm not trying to act superior about knowing what the real aioli is. At this point, collectively as a society, we have decided that garlic mayo is aioli, and that is simply a symptom of how language evolves and adapts over time. But I still find it important to explore the truth, so to speak. And that truth is that chili aioli, that is just chili added to mayo, is and never will be aioli. There's only so much leeway you can give for this term. Not everything is aioli, and that's okay. Mayonnaise is fine in and of itself. Garlic mayo, you could call aioli, fine. At the end of the day, they're very, very similar. But chili aioli is just chili mayonnaise. And I think that doesn't sound as attractive to people. It doesn't sound as exotic. I think the exoticization, I don't know if that's a real word, but I'm using it, of cuisines and restaurateur and food culture has been used so much to make simple everyday foods sound so much more interesting to the masses than they really are. And then it becomes the reality that you're losing out on what that food really is and what it represents for an entire culture. This is why marketing can be so frustrating, and especially in the restaurant world, where everyone wants to showcase how important their product is or how special the thing they have to offer is. At the end of the day, it's important to remember that all it is doing is diluting a cultural practice and burying a traditional food item and the love and care it takes to make it beneath a term whose only real goal is to sell things at a higher price and appear to be more high scale than it is. I think it's very important to acknowledge the fact that, yes, restaurants probably don't have the time to make authentic aioli, and so they package it as something else, while also contending with the idea that it is important to honor the fact that aioli takes a long time to make, and it is a labor of love almost, because in order to make it for someone, you're caring about your dish and your food so much as to put that much time in a meal. Not everyone can be afforded that, but some people can, and some restaurants can afford that time, and I think it's important to at least consider and acknowledge that that is how real aioli is made, as opposed to calling something else entirely different aioli. At the same time, though, I do want to admit one can argue that being authentic to cultural and food dishes is difficult when ingredients and methods change over time. Different regions and families approach the same exact meal differently. Again, originally aioli was just emulsified garlic, and mayo was emulsified egg. But egg has been added to make that emulsification easier, giving a mayo-like substance. That is still considered to be authentic in many places. It could even be argued between two different families over whether or not that is authentic aioli with an egg or without an egg, or if it really even matters at the end of the day. But I do think the issue is not in the minutiae, but more in the problem of the term and the history behind it being so watered down, it's become a catch-all term for everything. I don't think we need to be arguing about garlic mayo versus aioli with an egg in it and all of those small distinctions, but I'd rather think it's important that we talk about the fact that I didn't know what aioli was. I thought it was just mayonnaise until I started doing research and realized, wait, no, it's an entirely different dish. And so chili aioli with no garlic in it is not aioli. Definitionally, it cannot be aioli. And I think it's something that's very interesting that we've lost that idea of foods. And of course, you could argue, okay, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that deep. People still make aioli. With a Google search, you can learn about the truth, quote unquote, of this sauce or this food dish. But I think that it can become a slippery slope very easily, where before we realize it, we're treating certain cuisines as something that can be commodified rather than really acknowledging the history and the culture and the practice that it takes to make it. So next time you go get a fancy sandwich or are served a burger with a side of aioli, at least think about whether or not it has garlic in it. Or even if you don't care about it, I hope you at least think about the origins of this super interesting sauce that classic cuisine has nowadays become so reliant on in order to sell or market at a higher price. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.